Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get to the headlines, and it starts today on a bit of an ominous one, although not the ultimate, I guess would be bad news, but news that moved in a direction we thought was possible, and that's the Big Ten has decided to move to conference-only model for all sports this fall, and of course that means their football programs will be doing so. The Ivy League earlier in the week announcing that they are going to move their programs in the fall to the spring. I still believe that is going to be on the table, but the announcement coming today, meaning that the non-conference games obviously are not there, but they're already having to shift here on July 9 on what was going to be that start in early September that is already going to be taking games off of the schedule.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about it in detail in the next segment, but I'm going to tell you something. I've been thinking this was coming for so long, and the next shoe to drop is going to be the Pac-12. You're going to hear about them because that's an epicenter out there in California, and they've always been careful because California got hit first with New York. Also, I had heard a couple of weeks ago the TCU athletic director. Mm-hmm. He was talking about all these different contingency plans, and he mentioned, and we've seriously talked about spring games. And I went, that's what they're going to do. Yeah. Watch them announce the spring games is what they're probably going to do because you've got to get past this curve. You got to get past Rona. You got to let Rona's not going to let everybody do what they want to do.
Right.
You got to talk to her first.
Right. No matter what, this was said from the very beginning that anybody that has any kind of schedule or plan, the thing that is making the plan is always going to be COVID-19. What will happen in a week and a half is going to tell us everything about the rest of the year, but at least the next month. And we'll tell you that coming up in 20 minutes. But I want to get to this quote from Gene Smith and the fact that he says, you know, I'm hopeful that's where we end up next week and locking that down. We've talked about that, and that's our preference. And he's talking about playing 10 conference football games. But he also said I'm really concerned. I'm very concerned. In our last conversation, whenever that was, I was cautiously optimistic. I'm not even there now. When you look at the behavior of our country and you consider that in May we were on a downward trajectory with our coronavirus cases, now we're, if not the worst in the world, one of the worst in the world. So
less
he
than
is,
Brazil.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's an ominous tone. However, like I said, we'll find out here in the next couple of weeks, but that is the news coming out of the Big Ten. You can find that on 1053thefan.com. The NFL bans jersey exchanges due to coronavirus as well. Now, this to me, I'm like, this doesn't make much sense.
Well, it's part of the protocol of after the game. You got to go right back to the locker room. So the last two or three years or so, you've seen this big ceremony where these guys exchange their jerseys and they got photographers taking pictures. And then, of course, they get the jersey signed and the whole nine yards.
Sure.
But they also big hugs and whatever they do. And they're like, well, wait a minute. Rona hasn't approved that. And we're not taking any chances. So basically after the game, get your butt in the locker room.
If it was really laid out that way, here's why I said it doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're playing football. You're sweating on each other. You're breathing on each other. You're tackling each other. You know, fluids are going back and forth.
Anyway.
That's real. So, but after the game, you can't, like, at that point, switching a jersey, does nothing unless, I guess, you haven't, you know, tackled that other person there. But
it's possible. For example, Cole Beasley and Dak Prescott exchanged jerseys last fall when Buffalo came into town. They didn't tackle each other.
Yeah.
They didn't even see each other except for across the field.
That's true. But
but at the same time, I understand your point.
They're being tackled by that. You got guys on your team.
It's a petri dish anyway. Yeah, right. And you're just like, what difference does it make?
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, I think what you're saying is correct, which is after the game, after you've done all that and you think you're going to get some coronavirus, come on, NFL.
That's
all it is words to make people feel comfortable.
Right.
And that's all it is.
And they're, you know, I understand J.J. Watt in talking, and Charles Robinson was on earlier from Yahoo Sports with the G-Bag Nation. We're going to revisit that conversation they had, and one piece that I thought made a lot of sense about Jadeveon Clowney in a Cowboys uniform next year. We'll do that at 9 o'clock, but he talked about J.J., you know, showing the concern of there not being a plan.
Right.
And that's totally valid from J.J. Watt, and they need to because training camp's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how hard that is to lock down right now? How do you lock that down?
You can't. And that's why I think, I swear to God, the NFL has already, we heard about this in April. They're prepared to start the season later. Mm-hmm. All those games in September, when they announced the schedule, they basically, I don't know how it got out, but they said those games in September would be tacked on in January. And the Super Bowl would be played in late February.
Right,
they've
right.
already mapped this thing out. That's why they have certain games in September, because they said these games can also be played in January. I don't see it starting on time. And primarily because you have to make everybody feel comfortable enough to get out there. And primarily, you're talking about the players. And right now, even, you know, in the media or the fan bases, nobody knows what the NFL wants to do because they haven't said anything.
Well,
they just said,
right.
show up. And the players are like, why?
Well, and they haven't gotten what the players want, and that is a guarantee that we're getting tests every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how that goes, but it's difficult to make a plan when everything is changing every day in the country, right? We don't know. We were going down, now we're going up. You know, positive cases up, mortality down. You know, how it's very difficult to gauge, you know, just how dangerous it is for everybody, how fast, we know how fast it's spreading, but will that continue? Why is that? It's very hard.
I just talked to a team doctor of one of the local sports teams just about an hour ago.
Yeah.
And he was talking about all these things he's doing because he also does some stuff for UT. And he was saying that not only, he was repeating what some of the other doctors, he said, not only is the stuff changing rapidly, he said the disease itself is mutating.
Right.
So there's stuff that they're trying to stay ahead of, and it doesn't help when people don't want to wear a mask. And I was telling him, I said, you know what, when I describe it and I try to encourage my friends and everybody to wear a mask, and the ones that don't want to, I say, hey, they go, I have my rights. And I'm like, yeah, you also have a right to not wear a seatbelt. But guess what?
Yeah.
You can get a ticket for it, and it might save your life, and you can drive without a seatbelt. But hey, it's not about you, it's about everybody else.
I know.
Just be considerate. And they have a right to not serve you when you walk into their store.
I live in Denton County.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's wearing masks. Everybody is.
But they didn't last month. And that's why there's a spike.
We'll have more. Or not?
Well,
I'm just saying.
More on that and how big the next week and a half is coming up when we get into more deeper into college football coming up. Okay. Tiger. He's back. And that'll be next week. No big surprise here, and a shout out to my man, Kevin Gray, because a month ago, maybe longer than that, when we were discussing, you know, the return of, you know, sports and
mm-hmm,
golf was going to be one of the first ones with NASCAR. And at that point, he wasn't, you know, going to play. I think they were in San Diego, but we were trying to look ahead. Okay, where is it going to be? And this was around the time that you had the match with Mickelson, Brady,
sure,
and Peyton.
Tiger.
And Tiger looked good.
Mm-hmm.
He looked really good.
He was the best of the four.
Yeah. So, thought maybe it'll be sooner than that. But Kevin Gray's like, no, man, he'll come back for Jack's tournament. That'll be the return. I was like, there's no doubt he's going to play in the Memorial. I thought he'd be back before then. But nope, Kevin was right. It'll be in Dublin, Ohio, in Muirfield Village at the Memorial Tournament, which will tee off next week, July 16. So, we get to see Tiger again. That is, beyond ecstatic.
Oh, yeah. And I can't wait for the Masters because he is the defending champion. Mm-hmm. You know how long it's been since he's been the defending champion of the Masters?
No kidding.
And I'm serious. I'm so pumped up about the return of Tiger, primarily because of the big money foursome with him and Peyton and Brady and Phil. The audio, the extra mics, they're not going to have that. But it made me like him even more because he subtly talked trash.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I love the whole banter and repartee. I like the cameras and the golf carts. They're not going to have golf carts. But at the same time, the extra audio just made me really want to watch Tiger even more.
No doubt. We've got a return in the NBA. Michael Beasley will be back on the floor, God willing. Just the NBA gets this whole thing started. And also, one of the NBA's most popular players in Jamal Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
Who I didn't realize this until we were talking about it. It broke last night. Last time that dude was on the floor, he dropped 50?
Yeah, he did. Out of nowhere with the Clippers.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow. I'm like,
out of nowhere. He might have been the oldest guy to drop 50.
No doubt.
But
so,
it was an amazing thing.
No, I mean, of course, they're signing with Brooklyn.
Two, yeah, both of them, because Brooklyn has no squad. Nobody wants to go.
They might as well go out and get, like, I don't know.
And see, this is ironically, if you're a Dallas Mavericks fan, let me explain why, you know, you're not even worried about Brooklyn adding guys like that. And there are teams that don't necessarily want to be in the bubble. Portland doesn't necessarily want to be there. You can see Brooklyn really doesn't want to be in there. All this means is the Dallas Mavericks have a chance to go better than what the oddsmakers say in these eight games. Oddsmakers say the Mavericks should win 3.5 games. 3.5. I think they could actually win 6 or 7.
I think so, too.
And it's all because some of these teams don't want to be there. And then there's some other teams when they know that their chances are mathematically gone, not necessarily of being in the playoffs themselves, but moving up or down in the playoffs. It's not about the coaches resting stars. It's about want to and desire. The Mavericks really do want to win as many games as possible to improve their seeding. Right now, they're at number 7. They're a game and a half behind Oklahoma City and Houston. The first game, the first real game when they restart is against Houston. They beat the Rockets. They're only a half game behind.
Yeah.
They can actually move up enough to either play the Lakers or, I mean, things can juggle up. All I'm saying is the Mavericks have a chance to move. We're going to hear from Dwayne Price, longtime Dallas Mavericks beat writer. He's now with DallasMavericks.com. He's been talking to Dwight Powell this afternoon from the bubble. Dwayne's too old to be in the bubble. I'm just keeping it real. But he's been talking to Dwight Powell. And he's going to give us some insight on the Dallas Mavericks. But I'm actually fired up about like Michael Beasley and Jamal Crawford and those guys showing up because I'm like, y'all not going to win nothing.
That's coming up 8 o'clock. We'll talk to Dwayne Price here in the nosebleed seats, Will Chambers and CAN boys.
Tolo 214 says, don't forget Beasley's going to be suspended the first 5 games because he failed that drug test.
Yeah.
So he's down there for a team that don't even want to be there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.